Welcome, everyone. We are about to begin Bez Hashem personality type share number 15. Continuing on the SF. So again, even though these last two shiurim were on the SF, we also explained more contrasting it to the SP, which complements the previous two shiurim. And we're going to do the same over here. And when we do this, you'll see when we learn about the N aspects of it in future shiurim, the contrast will become very, very clear in understanding it. So here is the thing. We talked about SFs being very, like, more rigid, sticking to rules. Now, there is a personality type within those four combinations in SF that may not look like one so much if they're emotionally healthy. And that is the ESFJ. So let's go through this. We started to explain it at the end of last year. ESFJs, again, E means they're outgoing, extroverted. S means they're concrete, down to earth, practical. F means they are more on the emotional side, personal. And J, and they are for closure. ESFJs are more gregarious and they're more caring. They're the kind of people who want to take care of the world. Their door is always open for those in need. They give funds, they give advice, they give food freely, right? So if your SJ, a positive SJ, is not emotionally repressive, over here it's easier because they're an ESFJ. So, like, to explain it again, E is extroverted, they're outgoing, so it tempers and limits the SJ closure part. The F also, the emotional part. So that is that other types could learn from that, right? They're not emotionally repressive. If you're a healthy SJ, it doesn't mean you're repressing emotions. You're just withholding your feelings right now in order to get the job done. So, for example, when there's a crisis that's going on, then they will become strong, stoic, stiff upper lip, and people will look at them like they're the rock. But later they need to learn to express their emotions. So that's a very important point. The idea is also, it's an example here. An SFJ basically could show a lot of warmth to people and give chizik to people and give them encouragement. And also principles, like structure. So it's really a combination of that. That's very, very important. A problem with SJs also, in a way, is they're very strict with themselves when it comes to pleasure. Because they believe work first, I can enjoy myself later. And strict SJs who have little P, just like the SP runs into the risk of overindulgence, of maybe going overboard pursuing pleasure, SJs have the problem of their pursuing pleasure too little. You need certain healthy pleasures in life that are healthy. And if you're a J, it may be repressed. And that's not healthy. You need the relaxation part of life, the light part of life, the playfulness part of life. That part of life is very difficult for an SJ, in particular an STJ. Because the duty and the work is a priority. I can't let my guard down until everything's fine, and then I could breathe. And sometimes they forget to breathe. This is often a problem when it comes to the warmth and emotional expression needed in Shalom Bayis, in physical intimacy, in sexuality, and so on and so forth, because the SJ says and feels guilty, I can't enjoy this stuff because this has to be done and that has to be done, or this is right. They don't know how to let go, and they sometimes don't allow themselves to enjoy the emotional and the physical pleasures of sexuality and physical intimacy in a married life, because the SJ will be too structured and not comfortable with it. And they need to work on their natures. Just like the SPs may go overboard the other way. Their minds may be in the physical intimacy too much, like spontaneous, let's go, let's have fun. And they may go overboard without a structure, and they need more structure. The SJs are the opposite. And here is where they need to work with each other. SJs have certain guilt complexes when it comes to pleasure. They think it's all coming from the Chet Eitz Hadas. You know, that's their thing. It's like sort of, they could fall, SJs, if they're not careful, could fall into the false Christianity mode that pleasure is equal sin. Pleasure is not equal sin. Hashem wants people to experience pleasure. Unbridled, unstructured, not focused, selfish pleasure, that's a problem. But when Hashem wants it to happen and wants you to enjoy it and using it in the right mode, in the right context, then it's good. And an SJ needs to learn how to do that. SJs may have problems showing physical affection. Their husband or wife needs hugs and affection and caring and warm words. An SJ, it may be hard for them to hug, or the physical contact is sometimes, you know, because they're very structured that way, and they need to learn to overcome that in the right context. SJs also could make reforms. They want to make sure others keep laws and do it right. They have a desire to be good, to be organized, and they want to excel in their environment based on duty. Now, when it comes to childhood, in childhood years, they love security. They like to be in the same neighborhood, the same school systems, the same friends. They like to please their teachers, please their parents. They want to be good. SPs are very mischievous and even naughty sometimes. An SJ would give them a stern look. No, this is not the way you behave. An SJ thrives often in large families because they do enjoy the responsibility of taking care of others, being of service. They're usually obedient, they're self-assured, they're organized, they're efficient, they're decisive. They're not resentful so much when their parents throw obligations on them because they enjoy, for a large part, doing this as long as it doesn't go overboard. That is the idea. They want to do what is right. Now, let's talk about an unhealthy SJ. All positive qualities can become negative. So a negative SJ was usually most likely punished severely for minor mistakes they made through childhood, which means they will explode over insignificant details that are not to their liking. They may become compulsive about certain rituals. SJs could run into a risk of OCD. You need to have obedience to halacha. That's essential. But blind obedience to unnecessary rules or regulations or misunderstanding it can create a restrictive totalitarian mentality. And the Stipler in his letters writes about this all the time in his Kreiner de Igrissa. He writes about this. You could become obsessed with the technical halacha, but you ask a rav. People who go wash themselves 10 million times in the bathroom to make sure they're clean before davening. Or with Taras HaMishpacha, a woman that goes overboard, not asking a shayla, paskens on themselves, and they don't have a normal, healthy married life. And the Stipler says, no, you ask a Rav, and he'll give you that heter, which is not, quote-unquote, a heter. It's the right mahalach of doing it. An SJ is noble, principled, reliable, and dedicated to goodness. While if you are a negative SJ, if you didn't work on yourself, you could be stiff, you could be intolerant, you could be mean. You could be obsessed with petty things. You could be shallow. You could be superstitious. You could be very bigoted, very close-minded. There's an American author, Nathaniel Hawthorne, from the 1800s, that talked about the rigidity of the Puritans in those days, the strict Christians that had a negative effect. It's also, there's a certain thing with SJs. If they're a fear of group disapproval, they'll become like robots. They'll just follow authority blindly. Blindly and stubbornly and even arrogantly. They feel they're better than anyone else. We live on a high standard and so on and so forth. And that is a problem with unhealthy SJs, right? For example, someone said, I had to deal with a very nasty clerk, and the only way I could get through to her was to apologize and tell them that you're right, you're 100% right, and then they'll soften up a little bit. They're also very obsessed with the possibility of contamination. Whether it is physical germ contamination, everything has to be scrubbed, everything has to be polished, everything has to be in order. Living under an unhealthy SJ pre-Pesach is Gehenim. Is literally Gehenim. Because they are so rigid, or Pesach itself sometimes, with the obsession and kicking them out in the freezing cold, if it, when it's certain years in the in, on the porch, when they could eat inside and just make sure to clean up the floor from the breadcrumbs and do your halachically required things, and boom, and not make yourself crazy. They are Gehenim to live with. And if they're unhealthy, Rabbanim Paiskim, it makes no difference. If they are overly rigid and they throw that rigidity in an unhealthy way on their household, it is poison. And that's an unhealthy SJ. So they need to learn how to work through those type of things. SJs feel justified to use threats and punishment for even minor mistakes or failures. Right? They see a child picking up a cup with their left hand to make a bracha, and they're righty, or whatever, we'll see if the lefty, I don't know what the halachas is are by that, but they know if they're righty. Sharf musar. Yamin, you have to do it with your right hand. But you got to use the fifth Shulchan Aruch when recognizing Shulchan Aruch. If you read the biography of Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, he kept to emes, he kept halacha to the T. He had in a certain way, I don't know if he was an NT or ST but or SF, whatever, the separate. But the bottom line is he was very medactic in halacha and MS, and yet he had a very open, clear, wider, broader understanding of humanity and of how to handle halacha in these situations. The rigidity of it could be poison. Negative SJs are very full of anxiety too. Always, I have to do the right thing. I have to do the right thing. Am I doing the right thing? Am I doing the right thing? It makes it saps the simcha out of life. They're excessively stern and harsh with themselves. This is something also that people misunderstand from SJs. SJs to outside people may seem that they are very strict with other people. In reality, they are very strict with themselves. Their stern and forbidding manner frightens others, but they themselves have that within them that they feel lacking. With their own kind, they could be kind in their own quote-unquote groups, but with others, they could be nasty. They could even be cruel, and they'll justify their behaviors with quoting Pirkei Avos or quoting, Chazals to make people feel bad. You know, utilizing it that way. Another negative aspect of SJ, that even though it says Chaviv and Yesurim, you know, when Hashem places difficulty or suffering in a person's life, it's meant to teach things, and we're to understand Hashem is sending it. It loves us and sending us a message. But negative SJs go overboard with this suffering business. They make it into Avodah Zarah. Very often, they pride themselves that I'm sticking to life with all this pain. I'm able to withstand pain. I welcome the suffering. I welcome this. And they look down on humor. They look down on playfulness. And even denying toys to children often. They minimize all forms of pleasure in their own lives. It seems like healthy parishes, but over here, it's poison. And if you're in the presence of a disturbed SJ, people will see their needs are being dispensed with, swept away for some higher ideal, quote-unquote. Turns people off, throws people off the derech, literally throws people off the derech. And family members cannot help but feel intimidated by such a person, unloved by such a person. If an SJ is willing to hurt another person's feelings so easily over the dust on the shelves or a half-eaten tomato, why didn't you eat the rest? Or whatever it is, all these nitpicking, you won't. That person is not going to feel that they have much value in the eyes of the SJ. SJs feel it's good to suffer and go without. Not necessarily. It's not always good to suffer. Hashem want derecheha darchei noyam. SJs, unhealthy ones, have that difficulty of understanding derecheha darchei noyam. You're so obsessed with doing what is right, you become so paralyzed with fear and shame, you can never meet that high standard. And it's projected with everyone around them. But the good news is you could learn integration. You could learn to grow. For example, you could use an SJ when they panic. They use their T logic and say, I'm not going to go crazy over trivialities. Your logic will tell you this is no big deal. What's the big deal that the dishes weren't washed and put away right away? Or that this thing, this book is not in the right place right away? Why does everything have to be perfect? There's no reason to criminalize these events or catastrophize such events. You could use your T-thinking logic to get you into a healthy place if you use it right. Same thing like so on and so forth. You could use your P mode. You're not a P, but you could use the P and develop the perceiving part. Just like the unhealthy SPs need to learn the J, the unhealthy SJs need to learn the P. Become more easygoing. You could become more relaxed about minor mistakes, but you could become less compulsive about getting everything right and proper. It's a long process, but a SJ needs to develop their P side to them. The F side could be used for health. The sensitivity to other people. Focus on the F side that you have to be more sensitive to the needs of other people in a real way. To show warmth to people. SJs, even FJs, even if they are F, they reserve their warmth very often. And they need to learn, no, I'm not going to reserve their warmth. Very often, even an SFJ, that they have an F, a feeling emotional side, but because they're an SJ, they look like a T often. They look very cold because the structure part overrides it, but they could access their F to show more warmth, to show more love. Someone said, my daughter-in-law just had a baby and asked me to help prepare for the holidays, but I don't like the way she stacks dishes in the dishwasher. And I saw her whip an egg with a spoon instead of using a fork. And I disapprove of her giving her two-year-old a pacifier. And I want to mention other areas where I think she could improve. But my son told me that she's afraid of me. So I'm trying to control myself, even though I don't see why she could possibly get upset when I'm just trying to help. And I feel my teeth are going to break from not saying what I want to say. But I'm going along because of the sake of Shalom Bayis. You see, this is an SJ that's working towards health, but it's not there yet. They need to work on it. So what? You mix things with a spoon and they do it with a fork or whatever. Who cares? An SJ has to sometimes take those rules and throw it in the garbage. Who cares? Stick to the important points. It's an integration. If you're not healthy, it's like a KGB atmosphere. That's what it is. It's terrible, but that's the way it is. Nazis very often in their torture of in the concentration camp was SJ like. They should be exactly on this line. And if they're weak and they're wobbling a little this to the left or to the right, I'm going to whip them or kill them because they're messing up with the line. Now that's extreme. Again, like I said, every personality type could be the biggest tzaddik and the biggest rasha. So it's not pointing fingers at anything, every type of personality. But you need to work on that. You need to work on that. Now, SJs need a certain emotional distance sometimes, and they're afraid of emotional honesty and intimacy sometimes, but they need to work on it. All of you that are married SJs that know they have difficulty expressing warmth and emotion, whether in the physical sexual realm or whether in the emotional, you know, warmth realm, they need to start working on that. Your goal is to integrate Tikkun HaMidos, and you could accomplish a tremendous amount by doing so. Bracha v'atzlacha.